Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continuing into the third hour of the Alex Jones today, this is Mike Adams filling in for Alex with our guest, John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. Now, John, because this segment is not carried by all the radio affiliates, I want to depart for just a moment and get onto this. I've got a trace mineral block in my hand here in the InfoWars studios. This is it's about the size of a brick. Here, hold it up for you here for the camera. You can see on PrisonPlanet.tv. This is a mineral lick for animals, and the ingredients include zinc oxide, ferrous carbonate, iron, obviously, manganese, iodine, cobalt, and salt, and some other minerals. John, can you explain to our listeners why is it that in America we use trace minerals to keep our cattle alive, but anybody who tries to prescribe trace minerals to humans is considered a quack? What's going on with that?
I guess the animals are more important than the humans. And secondly, the drug companies have a complete stranglehold, or trying to, on the market. So imagine what would happen if people began to take enough trace minerals in the right way so that their health suddenly blossomed.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the people from doctor's office call up and say, well, you know, you're scheduled for your check and we told you to come and so forth. Well, you know, actually, I don't have to come because I have to tell you, I'm feeling so healthy, it's ridiculous. What do you mean you're feeling so healthy? You mean you're not sick? No, I haven't been sick in a long time. Now that I'm taking my minerals, what minerals? I mean, this is now, you know, a distinct threat to the multi-trillion dollar establishment. You can't have healthy people running around in the country.
No, you don't need minerals, John. You need a mumps vaccine.
That's right. You need a mumps
vaccine.
That's
what your body needs.
It doesn't work. Yeah, that's what you really need, you know. Maybe they'll start putting minerals in the mumps vaccine, you know. That's that'll be the way of combating the sales of natural minerals. It's just stark. It's that stark, Mike. It's the same idea. You know, if you're marketing a product that actually works and it's not a drug, I mean, this is one of the reasons why they went after Stan Brzezinski so hard in Texas, MD, treating cancer patients with extraordinary results for decades now.
Yeah.
Has been subjected to how many grand juries? At least 7. They've been trying to shut him down, you know, in every possible way. Well, one of the problems is that Dr. Brzezinski developed his own medicine. This is like the cardinal sin. No drug company is producing it. He produces it himself. Well, now you're really talking about, this is like holding a gun to the drug company's heads. We have to get rid of this guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, check this out. So InfoWars, a lot of people drink Tangy Tangerine. So I there's a bottle here on Alex's desk. I just grabbed it. Look at the minerals in this. This is the equivalent of the mineral supplement to the cattle that you want to keep alive. If you want to keep your people alive, you got to have minerals. So this has iron, magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper, chromium, and potassium, and plus probably some other trace minerals as well. But so, you know, this is the kind of thing. If you want to stay alive, or if you want to keep your animals alive, you got to have trace minerals in your biology. But yet, if you go buy the sugar, if you go buy the wheat that's processed, the bleached white flour, all the minerals are stripped away. So humans are being fed this diet that is devoid of minerals. That's if it's even in the soil to begin with, which usually it's not anymore because the soils have been essentially mined for the minerals long ago. So, you know, we have a nation of mineral deficient and vitamin D deficient people, and they say the answer is more drugs, and the drugs turn out to be total fraud. Wow.
Yeah, and the drugs strip other minerals out of your body. But, you know, eating all the deficient foods is great business for the pharmaceutical companies because
yes.
They say, well, this is terrific. No more topsoil, and they stripped all the minerals out of the food. Fabulous, because now
okay,
watch them get sick.
Stay with us, John. We got to go to break. Sorry to interrupt. We'll finish up with Merck on the other side, and then we have a guest coming up, U.S. Army medic straight in.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, filling in for Alex today. Thank you for continuing with us. We're continuing. We held over John Rappaport for just a few minutes to wrap up this section. Blockbuster news about the total fraud and criminality of the pharmaceutical and vaccine industry. This is all becoming public knowledge now on the record. And then we're going to be joined in a few minutes by a U.S. Army medic who went through a very difficult court martial because of his refusal to be injected with experimental vaccines by the military. He'll be joining us by Skype with comments on that in just a few minutes. But catching up and then wrapping this up, John, GlaxoSmithKline, again, pleads guilty to bribery, fraud, and other crimes, $3 billion fine. 2 Merck virologists come out and say the company spiked its blood samples, falsified its test results, and defrauded the government of hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, and they say, by the way, quote, the ultimate victims here are the millions of children who every year are being injected with a mumps vaccine that is not providing them with an adequate level of protection. The failure in Merck's vaccine has allowed this disease to linger, with significant outbreaks continuing to occur. So there we go. Merck's own former employees saying that Merck is causing the spread of infectious disease, that they're their vaccines claim to actually prevent. But on top of that, John, here's where I want your comments. And thank you for staying with us. I really appreciate it. The Chatham Primary Care has filed a lawsuit against Merck now, claiming that they were defrauded by Merck because of a, quote, decade-long scheme to falsify and misrepresent the true efficacy of its vaccine. It says that Merck knows and has taken affirmative steps to conceal that its mumps vaccine is far less than 95% effective and that this has been going on since at least 1999. Wow, this is a long-standing, ongoing situation. So are you familiar with the details of that lawsuit, John, or do you have any comments on it?
Well, the comment that I have is I'm happy to hear this because since the Department of Justice will do absolutely nothing to prosecute the people at Merck responsible for this, then if you can pile on with more lawsuits, that's a good thing. If you can get different groups who were actually defrauded, just like this one was, to take them to court and say, well, we were defrauded too, so pay us out as well. Because what this is saying, basically, Mike, is if a drug company defrauds intentionally 100 million people, those 100 million people deserve something in return.
Yes, at least a refund. If not,
at least a refund,
not
yeah.
More punitive damages.
Yeah, quite a bit more because they were injected with something. It wasn't like you bought a toaster and didn't toast the bread, you know.
It did probably you toast their brain a little bit, though.
Right. So, yeah, you would deserve a little bit more.
Well, yeah, but see, this is the big picture here is that there's immunity granted to the drug companies over vaccines. So you can't have a class action lawsuit now. So the government has created a situation where there is no justice for the fraud that's now emerging from the vaccine industry. There is no justice.
Well, that's what they did. That's how they covered themselves. The vaccine companies went to the government 10 years ago, a little bit more, and said, well, guys, basically, we're going to get out of the vaccine business because there's too many lawsuits and we can't make any money. And so there were meetings. They sat down in a room and they started to hammer out this whole kind of agreement. And the government said, well, you know, I mean, we got to keep making vaccines. I mean, come on. And the drug companies were kind of laughing up their sleeve. And they said, well, look, if you grant us immunity from lawsuits and you create some kind of hokey little government payout system with a lot of red tape, then we can make a deal. And the government said, yeah, sure. Why not? We can do that. And that's what happened. And that's why you've got this very limited window of opportunity to make these drug companies pay for what they do.
Well, something has got to happen. Last drug company to be mentioned here today is Pfizer, now being sued by retailers over what is deemed an anti-competitive scheme. Many of the largest pharmacies in the U.S. are now suing Pfizer, and this is reported on by Reuters and other sources. The lawsuit claims that Pfizer obtained a fraudulent patent, engaged in sham litigation, entered a price-fixing agreement to delay the arrival of cheaper generic drugs, and entered arrangements with pharmacy benefit managers to force retailers to buy more Lipitor, their cholesterol drug. So now we have, look about all the parties that are potentially harmed in all this. Now we have the pharmacies claiming that they're the victims of anti-competitive, monopolistic, price-fixing behavior by Pfizer. This is getting deep.
Oh, yeah. This is getting very deep because, you know, if you're selling basically a fraudulent, dangerous product to begin with, it stands to reason that you're the type of criminal mind who will do whatever you can to maximize your profits, right? And so price fixing, we don't want those generic drugs on the market. We want pharmacies to keep selling Lipitor or whatever. They're going to do that. They're going to just keep pushing the envelope wherever they can. And now suppose they get fined. I don't know how much they're going to have to pay out, a few hundred million dollars. Where does that rank against the sales of Lipitor?
Exactly.
It's just like, you know, a little minnow in the ocean.
Yeah, right. All right, last thing, John, then I'll let you go. Again, I appreciate your time. I'm going to ask you eight or nine rapid-fire questions. I want a yes or no from you on whether you think, yes or no only.
Is it a pass or fail?
This is, yeah. Now, you already passed. We just want your comments. Would Big Pharma engage in the following behaviors? Yes or no? John Rappaport. Number one, would they falsify efficacy data on other prescription drugs?
Yes.
Would they exploit children for deadly vaccine trials?
Absolutely, yes.
How about this? Would they invent fictitious diseases to sell more drugs?
Yes, with exclamation points.
All right. Only yes or no. No exclamation marks. No.
Sorry.
Would they? Okay, here's this might stump you. Would they unleash bioweapons to cause a pandemic that would make them money?
Yes.
Okay. Would they conspire with the CDC to spread fear about a pandemic to promote more vaccination sales?
Yes.
That's a no-brainer. Would they silence whistleblowers who try to go to the public with the truth?
Yes.
Wow, okay. Would they give people cancer via stealth viruses and vaccines to sell more high-profit cancer treatments?
Yes.
Would they destroy the careers of medical scientists who question Big Pharma and the vaccine mythology?
Yes.
This is all yeses. Okay, fine. Last question. Would they force a medical monopoly on the entire U.S. population via socialist health care legislation?
Gee, let me think about that. Yes.
All right. All right. A plus, John Rappaport.
Oh,
a,
boy. You got okay.
A plus for you, man.
Send me my diploma.
I'm going to say you got a PhD for that right there. Thank you for joining us, John. It's always great
Thanks
to have
so
you
much,
on.
Thanks so much, Mike. It's been great.
All right, John Rappaport, everybody, from NoMoreFakeNews.com, if you'd like to learn more from John. And, John, thanks for playing along with my impromptu pop quiz right there. And, yes, you pass with flying colors. Okay, now we've – I'm sure I'll hear about that later from John. Anyway, coming up now, we've got a guest joining us. Let me ask the producers, is he on the line? Not yet. Okay, I'm going to give you an intro of what this is all about. He is a U.S. Army medic. And his name is Sean, how do I pronounce his last name? Nemi? I think it's Nemi. Okay. Sean Nemi, who has gone through a very, very difficult time. He was court-martialed, essentially, went through a court-martial process. Be sure to keep getting him on the line. Let me know when he's on. He did not want to be vaccinated by the military's experimental vaccines, and so he filed for a religious exemption. He went to his priest, pastor, and explained his beliefs. And by the way, he's being represented by attorney Patricia Finn, who is a vaccine rights or an anti-vaccine rights attorney that has been who has been featured on InfoWars and InfoWars Nightly News as well. So he applied for the exemption. And that exemption, according to military law, is allowed to be granted to you as long as your commanding officer agrees to it. Well, his commanding officer, for some reason, did not agree to it and put him through what he describes as a hell type of experience. Oh, okay, his name is Nemi, I'm being told. That's the correct pronunciation of his last name. He went through hell. And he is now out of the military, and the military actually took money out of his paycheck, he says, actually taking money from him while he was trying to get back on his feet with his family. It sounds like this is a story of just incredible medical abuse in the military. That's why we wanted to have Sean on the Alex Jones Show today. Sean, thank you for joining us, and welcome to the show. Can you hear me, Sean?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for joining us. Yeah, I can see you. Thank you. Welcome to the show. How are you feeling, man?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing just fantastic. I gave a brief introduction to your situation there, but tell us in your own words. We've got a couple minutes before the next break. Go ahead and run down what happened to you in your own words, please.
All right. Back in 2009, if you all remember that we had a little bit of an H1N1 scare or an invented scare. I found out that the immunizations that they were handing out, that the military was handing out to us, was an experimental version. It wasn't the same version that the rest of the world was getting. U.S. military was the only people getting this experimental version. I decided at that point I wasn't going to give it to my soldiers. I wasn't going to take it myself.
And what was your position there? You were a U.S. Army medic, correct?
Yes. I was the cavalry troops senior medic.
And what group were you with? Where were you stationed?
I was stationed in Afghanistan at the time with the 10th Mountain Division.
Okay, all right. We're going to go to break. Your story, please continue with us on the other side of this break. We want to find out what happened to you, what you did about it, and what this means for all soldiers in the military today. right here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back with all that, much more.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Okay, we're continuing here on the Alex Jones Show. Welcome back. Here we go. We're continuing with U.S. Army medic Sean Nemai. That's the right pronunciation. He joins us by Skype to tell us what happened to him in the military and his attempts to protect his body, his health, from the experimental vaccines that are being forced on soldiers every day, it seems. So go ahead, Sean. You were telling us where you were stationed. Please continue with your story.
Yeah. As I said, in 2009, I was in Afghanistan. stationed there for year deployment with the 10th Mountain Division. I refused to receive or give the H1N1 experimental vaccine at that time. It was received at the time with a little bit of distrust from my chain of command. But once I explained to them that it was an experimental version, I didn't feel safe giving it to soldiers when I didn't even have a pamphlet that normally comes with medications and immunizations. We had no literature.
Really?
At all.
So they just said, here it is, take it, and we're not going to provide any information about it. Just trust us, basically. Is that what they said?
It was generic labels on the bottles. All it said was keep refrigerated, and, you know, this is the dosage.
Wow. You have red flags about it. Why would you even suspect the safety of it in the first place?
Well, part of the biggest reason that I questioned it to begin with was the fact that there was no literature. I'm kind of OCD about making sure that I read all the literature to all the medications that I'm supposed to give to my soldiers. When there was no literature brought with the vaccines, I requested from the Brigade Medical Services Office, you know, hey, you guys forgot to send the literature with this. They said, no, there isn't any. Just follow the directions on the labels that are on the bottles, and you'll be fine. So at that point, I decided that it was time to look a little deeper into things. Found out that there was actually three different batches, three different formulas of the H1N1 vaccines that were being mass-produced for human use. Two of them were being distributed to civilians all over the world. The third one was being distributed to U.S. military members only. That also raised a couple of red flags.
Yeah, the special soldier edition with no documentation. So let me ask you this. How many soldiers were you in charge of in terms of their medical care?
I don't remember the exact number. It was a little over 100 of the U.S. soldiers from my unit, a couple of other units that were co-located with us, and then approximately 250 Afghan National Forces that we did different missions in conjunction with them.
Okay. And where did you receive your medical training, and can you describe it just briefly so everybody has a background of your medical background, so to speak?
After basic training at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, I went to AIT's Advanced Individual Training, which is medic school at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, Texas. Spent, I think it was about 4.5 to 5 months there, learning not only an EMT civilian side of emergency medicine, but also the Army side of tactical combat casualty care, which is a little more, I don't know what the exact word would be. It's a little more goal-oriented in keeping people alive, not so much keeping them pretty.
Well, keeping them alive is a good thing, but then so it sounds like with the vaccines, you were concerned about the implications of that experimental vaccine on the health of the people whose health you were at least in part responsible for. So when did you start getting resistance to this, and how did that emerge in your experience there? What happened to you? Because I saw at one point you were being threatened with even being fragged.
Correct.
Lead us to that point. What happened?
After that deployment was over, we got back to Fort Drum, New York, and started the reset for the next upcoming deployment, which was going to be about a year to a year and a half out. So we started train up, reset, getting new equipment, getting new soldiers. At that point, we have to go through a medical screening.
All right, Sean, I've got to interrupt you. We got one more break right here and then a long segment on the other side of this. But I want to hear your story of how you got threatened with even being killed if you didn't go along with their vaccine agenda. That straight ahead. Stay with us right here on the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On the Alex Jones Show, thank you for continuing with us. This is Mike Adams filling in. Today we're continuing our interview with Sean Nemai, U.S. Army medic, who was just telling us what happened to him with the experimental military vaccines that he didn't want to give to his men because he thought, well, they might not be safe, and there was no literature that came with them. So sorry about the interruption there, Sean. Go right on ahead with relating your story, please. Go ahead.
So, like I was saying, part of the preparation for the next upcoming deployment was we would have to go and have our medical records screened, get whatever immunization shots, eye tests, dental screenings that's needed in order to go overseas. At that point, I decided, well, I'd already decided up until that point, that I wasn't going to receive any more of the immunizations, vaccines. I talked with my wife, and we were in agreement that because of our religious convictions, that it wasn't right for us anymore for me to be receiving these. That at that point, I put in what's called a religious exemption request to basically, give me an exemption from any and all vaccines, immunizations, prophylactic medications such as the the malaria pills.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
I said yes, and now that's a normal accepted procedure in the military, so why wasn't that accepted in the chain of command? What happened there?
Well, part of the problem is that sort of an exemption is only approval denial up until company level commander. It doesn't have to go any higher than that. And my company level commander in a cavalry unit, it's called a troop. I don't think he liked me very much.
I have an affidavit here. Oh, I'm sorry. Your voice cut out.
That's okay. I was just saying that there had been a history between him and myself during different training exercises and such. And I really don't think he liked me very much. So he had already made up his mind before he had looked into the regulations and whether or not I was even allowed to request such a thing. I'm pretty sure he already made up his mind that he was going to deny it and give me an order to go get shots.
So it sounds like this was a punitive, vengeful type of action targeted to you personally because of personal disagreements. Is that a fair characterization?
I would definitely say so, yes.
And then I have an affidavit here, a sworn affidavit by a sergeant medic team leader, Anthony Comow, who supports your story and says that this captain began to refer to you as, quote, bacteria man, and said they want to throw you inside a wall locker and throw a hand grenade in with you.
Correct.
So that's a pretty serious accusation and a serious crime in the military, if true, indeed.
Yes. Even the act of stating anything about fratricide is actually a crime. It's against the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So even if he didn't ever try to go through with any kind of a plan like that, just stating that he was thinking about it is actually a crime in the military.
Okay, wow. And so there were witnesses to this threat that, according to this paper, was made by Captain Rapaski. Is that the name?
Correct. Captain Rapaski, yes.
Captain Rapaski. And so what happened next? I mean, you're out of the military now, so how did you get out with an honorable discharge? What was the situation?
Well, right after he denied my request for religious exemption, he immediately gave me a direct order to go get all the vaccines and shots and so on and so forth that I needed for the upcoming deployment. I told him at that point, sir, with all due respect to your grade and position, I cannot in good conscience do that because it violates my religious beliefs. And at that point, he had one of the other NCOs in the medical platoon escort me to the readiness center, at which time I told the team leader there, I'm not getting shots, go ahead and take me back.
Did they try to force the shots onto you at that point?
No, they, with the smaller women that are nurses at the readiness center, I don't think anybody was going to force me to do anything.
Okay. So you stood your ground and then what happened?
We get back to the unit area, and I'm informed at that moment that Captain Rapaski was going to be filing papers to request an Article 15. And what an Article 15 is, it's another kind of punishment under Uniform Code of Military Justice, to where I could lose all the rank that I had gained, lose a large sum of money, I could be put onto restrictions, so on and so forth. There's a long list of possible punishments that go along with an Article 15 punishment.
By the way, give out your website for those who want to learn more about this after the show. What's the web address where people can hear or read about your experience?
Yeah, I have a blog. It's vaccinebattles.wordpress.com.
Okay, vaccinebattles.wordpress.com. That's a good name. So there, are you continuing to blog there and give updates to the developing elements of the story?
Well, I'm trying to keep up with it. I'm husband and father, so it's
right.
Getting a little busy. I'm getting ready to go to school next month too. So.
All right. So section or article 15, they tried to get you onto that. Did they succeed or what happened?
The interesting thing about this is that under an Article 15 proceeding, I have the right to either accept the punishment from Article 15 or request court-martial, which is basically I go to court, tell the judge my side, possibly tell a jury of my peers, so to speak, my side of it, and we let the judge decide instead of letting the commander just go ahead and decide what he wants to do with me. So I requested the court-martial because I firmly believe that I was right. I don't remember ever signing away my religious rights or any other constitutionally guaranteed rights when I signed up for the military.
Right.
So I requested court-martial, at which point pretty much everybody in the room, I thought that everybody had saw a ghost at that moment. Apparently, people don't request court-martials very often.
Well, it's, military justice. But so take us through that. What happened at the court-martial hearing?
Well, the court-martial proceedings actually lasted for over a year, at which point I'd gotten a court-ordered military attorney. Guess that I don't mention his name.
Yes.
I also acquired for myself civilian attorney Patricia Finn. Between the two of them, they kept me going. One of them would say, just take whatever deal you can get. The other one would say, keep fighting. And they would, the prosecution would come back with another offer, and then it would be role reversal. One would say, that sounds like a pretty good deal. The other one would say, no, keep fighting. So I went back and forth, and I was under no impression that I was ever going to give up because I felt that I was right. And if that meant being convicted and going to federal prison at Fort Leavenworth for a year, then that's what I would do.
Let me ask you this, though. What was the opinion of the soldiers whose health you were responsible for as a medic? Did they support your decision not to have them injected with an experimental vaccine, or did they want the vaccine? What was their take?
Well, I would say that an overwhelming number were very supportive. I had already known most of those soldiers for a couple of years, and they trusted me implicitly. If I said, you don't need this, then they would fight to the end saying, I don't need this injection, this shot. If Doc says it, then it's the word of God as far as I'm concerned.
Now, in retrospect, I've got to ask you, we know that the H5N1 pandemic was mostly a fraud. It was designed. I mean, we covered a lot of the fraudulent news today about what's come out about the vaccine fraud from one company in particular, whistleblowers coming out. And we know that the H5N1 pandemic was a fraud designed to sell vaccines. So as you monitor all of this news coming out, doesn't this really vindicate your decision? I mean, there was no pandemic happening over there that vaccine would have stopped.
Right. The worst part about all of that is that the entire time that we were deployed during the supposed pandemic, I got reports on a weekly basis about in-country medical status for all the units in-country. And I don't remember seeing a single soldier that was positive with H1N1, H5N1, or any other swine flu derivative.
That's because it was a hoax, man. The whole thing was a hoax.
Exactly.
Let me give you a little bit of behind the scenes, too. What this is the drug companies making money by treating U.S. soldiers like chemical pin cushions. And then convincing the higher ups in the military to just, spend all this money on the vaccines. The drug companies go cash the checks at the bank and the J.P. Morgan controller bank, by the way. And then the soldiers get treated like human guinea pigs. So you were trying to stop that. And it seems like you did so from a rational, ethical basis in the protection of the lives and health of the men who you were responsible for. So in my opinion, you should be given a medal or something for doing that. But instead, they wanted to throw you to the wolves.
Correct. It was tougher on my family, really, than it was on me. I've dealt with the military, you know, at that point for about 6 years. I knew how they are. And I already knew that we're basically considered to be just big, dumb animals there to enforce foreign policy.
Right.
So.
All right. Well, tell us then, how did this conclude?
Okay. So my military attorney is actually the one that found this little known regulation where if any decision goes against the military's ideas, and it's based on a real, honest, sincerely held religious belief, then that soldier can request from the Secretary of the Army, in this case John McHugh, to be released because of, I forget the exact wording, but it's called a Chapter 5-3. And you can look that up on Google, pops right up.
Okay.
But basically the wording that I got in my letter from Secretary of the Army McHugh was, we're very sorry, Specialist Nemai, that the Army is no longer able to abide by your religious beliefs. So please accept our apologies, and here's an honorable discharge. You can keep all of your benefits, your Veterans Affairs benefits, GI Bill, so on and so forth.
So that sounded like good news, but then something else happened, right?
Oh, more things are happening on a daily basis, it seems like.
So you got out with an honorable discharge, and you were supposed to have your benefits intact.
Correct. So in my last, I guess it was about 3 or 4 days in the military, I'm doing all of the check the box, turn all this gear back in, go to finance, make sure that my final paycheck is going to be okay. When finance tells me that supposedly I owe a part of my reenlistment bonus back.
Okay, how much was your reenlistment bonus?
It was $13,500 back in 2007.
So now, because you're exiting the military, they argued that you needed to pay a portion of that back?
Correct.
And how much did that come to?
Just under $5,000.
So they docked your final paycheck, or what did they do? Send you a bill?
Well, both, actually. They took the entire final paycheck and then sent me a bill for almost $1,000.
And of course, you had no job. I mean, you just got out of the military. You had no employment at that time, right?
Correct. That's another thing that happened along the way out was all military medics are trained and certified as emergency medical technicians. Well, when I went to recertify earlier this year, well before my recertification date was due, I was told basically that I didn't have enough classes, enough of the continuing education unit classes to recertify. So I, of course, went back through my files, pulled out all of my diplomas, all of my little, you know, certificates and whatnots, and found out, yep, not only did I have enough, I had more than enough. I had an excess of continuing education hours needed to recertify my EMT. I called back every other day to both the National Registry of EMTs in San Antonio and my local medical training facility at Fort Drum and tried to get it straightened out. But as of right now, I'm still not licensed.
Well, wait a minute. Do you think that somebody in an act of revenge is messing with your records to deny you employment? Is that your theory? Or is this just some paperwork snafu that military is sometimes famous for?
Well, at first I thought, okay, you know, military, going between a military organization and a civilian organization, paperwork's going to get messed up. Computers are going to be down sometimes. Okay, fine. But after about 3 months of arguing back and forth with these people on both sides, both of them blaming the other one, of course.
Meanwhile, you're out of work. You can't get work as an EMT.
Right. So.
Okay, so is this situation still not resolved at this point? What are you doing for work right now?
Right now, I'm unemployed. I'm getting ready to start possibly next week or the week after with Volunteer Fire Squad here in East Tennessee, and I'm going to school next month, going back to college.
Wow. What words do you have for other soldiers in the military or people considering going into the military? You've been through quite an experience here. Do you have some wisdom to share with others who may be considering that?
Well, to the people that are already in, I would, before you file a religious exemption request, I would ask the commander, your unit commander, ask your first sergeant, ask your chain of command, what do you think of this? If they tell you flat out that they're not going to approve it, then expect the same type of treatment that I got. If they tell you that they're open to take a look at it, then go ahead and file it. It's the regulation dealing with that is AR-40-562.
All right, we gotta go to break here. We'll be right back. Stay with us, Sean. We'll continue with you on the other side here on the Alex Jones Show. Be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait. Call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Can run on for a long time.
All right, U.S. Army medic Sean Nemai is continuing with us. We're about to wrap this up. Sean, I want to say that, on behalf of all Americans, I'm ashamed at the way that the U.S. government treats its soldiers in so many cases. just, you know, the Veterans Administration treatment that soldiers are given. But this thing, the way they treated you is an embarrassment. And I want to wish you well in your civilian life and ask if you have any final words you'd like to add to this interview.
Like I was saying before the break, any soldiers, current soldiers, or any other service members, the regulations are a little different for Air Force, Navy, Marines. But anybody that has questions, feel free to ask me. I put out the blog address. I have links to my YouTube page and Facebook account also on there. Feel free to ask. I can help guide you through the very, very ridiculously difficult path of trying to get a religious exemption. For soldiers, service members that are thinking about joining, I would say don't wait till you get to your unit. Try to get your exemption with your recruiter. It's a lot easier to get an exemption before you go in than after you get there.
Well, well said. And the web address is vaccinebattles.wordpress.com. Sean Nemai, thank you for joining us today. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Take care. By the way, we have an article about that situation. It should go up tomorrow morning on naturalnews.com with some more details about Sean's situation. We've been investigating that for roughly a week or so. You know, I think bottom line here, some of what we've gone over today, you know, the nation has a sacred responsibility to treat its soldiers with respect and dignity. And that is absolutely not happening. That was just one example that we saw with Sean there. The truth is, these experimental vaccines, which are so often based on complete medical quackery and fraud, these vaccines are sold between from the drug companies to the government with these under-the-table deals, these secret deals with kickbacks and bribes and all these kinds of incentives to the decision-makers. And then they're dumped, essentially, onto the troops. The troops are treated as a biological vaccine disposal system so that the vaccine companies can just make more money selling a vaccine. They don't even have any proof that it works or that it's safe. They don't even include documentation of any kind whatsoever. There's virtually no testing done for long-term safety and efficacy of these vaccines. Across the vaccine industry, you're looking at runaway total criminality and fraud throughout the vaccine industry, and unfortunately, that spills over into the military. Speaking of the military, by the way, check this out. $9.2 billion was spent in just 4 days, according to a BusinessInsider.com article. That's up from $4 billion the week before, and $6 billion of that was used to pay 11 commercial shipping companies to ship Department of Defense stuff around the planet. So there go your taxpayer dollars, and check this out. Hey, there's $146 million of money that was sent to the Boeing company for foreign arms deals. This is to provide weapons to nations like the Republic of Korea and then Taiwan, Saudi Arabia, India. Shouldn't the customers buy their own military gear? Why do taxpayers have to pay to build missiles to ship over to North Korea for their defense? Shouldn't they buy their own stuff? I mean, come on. This is crazy. Anyway, thanks for joining me today. It's been great being with you on the show here on the Alex Jones Show. I want to thank the crew for doing a great job. And thank Sean Nemai and John Rappaport for being with us today. Get informed, folks. Get informed and realize it's not just an info war. There's also a spiritual war going on. Get informed. We can win this thing together. Retransmission begins now. Join us on Nightly News. This is Mike Adams. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.